The Environmental Protection Agency says over the next year, 63 million desktop computers will be taken out of service in the United States. 85% of them will likely end up in a landfill. Only a handful will be recycled, and many others will end up sitting on a shelf in the basement or out in the garage. Most of us just don't know what to do with the computer screens and old, worn-out, or obsolete computers. They are a part of what's called electronic waste, or e-waste. Some people, though, find places that will take their old computers to be recycled, with the hope that their action will help the environment. But they could be misguided, at least right now. That's because much of the e-waste sent for recycling ends up in another country. There, so-called recyclers care less about protecting the environment than tearing apart the circuit boards for the gold and silver they contain. Ted Smith is with the e-waste watchdog group, Silicon Valley Toxics Coalition.
A huge amount of e-waste right now is being transported from the U.S. overseas, particularly to Asia. They burn the plastics off in order to get down to the metals. It's not oftentimes legal, it's not oftentimes authorized, but we know it's happening in significant fashion because it's so much cheaper if you burn the plastic off to get to the metal.
And that can be dangerous to people's health, especially those who live nearby. Burning the plastic away releases all kinds of toxins, including brominated flame retardants, or PBDEs. Those chemicals are cousins of PCBs and believed to be just as toxic. And it's not just facilities in Asia. There's also a growing number of dirty recycling and metal recovery operations in Mexico near the U.S. border. While the U.S. struggles with its e-waste, some other countries are doing something about the problem. The European Union is demanding several actions, among them that toxic materials contained in e-waste be phased out in new equipment, and that manufacturers improve recycling and recovery efforts to prevent e-waste in the first place. Again, Ted Smith of the Silicon Valley Toxics Coalition.
The solutions that we're looking to are coming out of Europe, as in many other things. We're not getting the homegrown solutions. Very different form of product stewardship, and we really think that this is the solution that we need to look to.
But here in the U.S., the manufacturers who are working to meet Europe's demands seem to be at a loss when it comes to e-waste in the United States. Heather Bowman is with the Electronic Industries Alliance. She says the manufacturers of computer equipment alone wouldn't know what to do with the equipment they produce once it becomes obsolete.
We need to look at expertise to find the answers. And the manufacturers are not recyclers. Where we can make the most difference is in designing products that reduce toxicity where it doesn't have an impact on the function of the product and decreasing the environmental harm where it can be done.
Bowman says the manufacturers are hoping a program called the National Electronic Product Stewardship Initiative, made up of manufacturers, academics, environmentalists, and government officials, will tell them what they should do. The initiative will be working on a plan through most of this year. Meanwhile, not all manufacturers selling equipment in the U.S. seem to be all that concerned about the problem of e-waste just yet. While a few electronic equipment manufacturers are moving ahead to make their products more environmentally friendly, many others are going about business as usual, waiting for public pressure or a government mandate before making expensive changes in their manufacturing process. Jerry Powell is the editor of a newsletter on e-waste called the E-Scrap News. He says manufacturers soon might be feeling some of that public pressure. He notes that some consumer groups, environmentalists, and others say the manufacturers should take responsibility or the government should require them to take back the equipment at the end of its usefulness. But he adds others say the free market will ultimately find a solution. Powell says there are a lot of unanswered questions about e-waste right now.
Where does it end up? Where does these views end up? We will have responsibility movement in this thing. We will have more collections. Who pays and how it works is the balls in the air. The answer to that, I think the key is going to be where does government move on this?
So far, only state legislatures have made an attempt to tackle the issue. There have been many proposals to ban e-waste from landfills, institute recycling fees at the point of purchase, require the manufacturers to take back the equipment, or mandate that less toxic materials be used. But so far, no major legislation has been passed. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.